You're listening to Donuts and Top Cow.
Two great tastes that taste better together.
Thank you for listening. We're on to episode 37, and we're going to talk a little housekeeping and go through previews and compare notes on what we recommend and what we want to buy this month. First, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Westfield Comics. Westfield Comics has two retail locations in Madison, Wisconsin, and you can also do business with Westfield online at www.westfieldcomics.com. It's a good time to touch base with Westfield. You're working on your holiday shopping, perhaps, and this is the time. We're running out of days, so come on over. Just a couple of little things I have to talk about before we dive into previews. One of them is if you listen to us, then you know that we are both on Twitter. I'm JG Madison W, and Josh is at Josh Crawley, and we have one for the podcast as well, DTC Podcast. We also have a fairly active Facebook page. If you look for us there, we're Donuts and Top Cow, D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T-S. Top Cow is also highly active on the Twitter, and they've got a promotion that's going to start on December 12th, which is a few days away from when we're recording, and this show should be posted up right either a little bit before or right around that time. But starting on the 12th of December, they're doing the 12 Days of Top Cow. If you follow them on Twitter, then you're eligible to participate, so check them out and maybe get some stuff. I don't know what 12 Days of Top Cow means, whether it means we'll get downloads for everybody or it's a contest to win stuff. I don't know.
I don't know, but if it's a competition, people will be competing against me because the promo image they used was an awesome, awesome John Tyler Christopher Witchblade image with a hurricane in an alley and out on the street behind her, it's all snowing and stuff.
Yeah, it's awful sweet.
Yeah.
So maybe that'd be a nice giveaway.
I've had good luck winning Top Cow contests, so people better watch out.
Bring your game, because Josh is
playing. Yeah.
And then the other thing, and we'll talk about this in a future episode, but voting is open for all 8 pilot season comics. All 8 have been released. They're out there. Voting's been open since December 5th. I've voted multiple times myself and encourage others to do it. It's been kind of fun to watch because they are posting the results of the voting as it goes on. And early on, I was voting pretty heavy for The Beauty, and The Beauty was far in the lead.
It was like annihilating the other books.
It was annihilating, and now that's starting to turn around a little bit. Now Anonymous is annihilating. They have almost 50% of the vote is Anonymous, which is also a book that I enjoyed quite a bit, and actually, my vote is kind of split between Anonymous and The Beauty. Theory of Everything is in second place, so it's kind of interesting. You know, The Beauty was in such a strong lead, and Anonymous hadn't been released, until late. So it's one of the later books to be released. So it's kind of fun to see him switching around.
My guess is part of that might be the way voting's set up, where it's one of those vote as often as you want, and it might have been like, oh, go vote for this quick, and no one really realized, oh, I have to keep voting for this
right
to keep these numbers up.
Get your friends and family.
Exactly.
And go through. So we're going to talk about pilot season in a little more in-depth, and we were talking about it and decided that we'll talk about pilot season once it gets down to, we did down to 4 out of 8, and then we can talk in maybe a little bit more depth, and the voting will be a little more, I don't know, it'll be a little more head-to-head, I guess. It's going to be bracket style from what Philip had said a few weeks ago. So that will be kind of interesting, and then the top two will go head-to-head, and the voting will shift because you'll have to vote once per day as opposed to you can vote. Like right now, you can just sit here and click vote.
Yeah,
vote,
I was trying to figure out what the crazy, because you'd mentioned the brackets, and when I looked at the voting, I'm like, I just see 8 head-to-head. It was weird.
Yeah, I was disappointed, kind of. I was looking forward to the old, NCAA bracket style stuff.
Yeah.
I guess they want to get to the, and that makes sense because if you put two strong, like if The Beauty and Anonymous went up against each other right away, then one of them would be out of the mix right away. So I think it's probably more fair to the creators to say, look, we're just going to let the cream, you know, rise to the top as far as what the readers think today, you know, where their sensibilities or where they're going today. And then from there, then I think it's more fair to do bracket style. So it's fun. It's cool. Go over to topcow.com and vote. And we'll keep looking at it. They're going to be voting until the end of the year, until we get to a pilot season winner. A lot of books this year.
And we actually talked about two of them already.
We did. We talked about The Test, and we talked about City of Refuge.
Yes. Yeah.
So
so we sort of technically would even only have to talk about six. So.
Well, and the way the voting's going, well, we'll still have The Test. Test is in fourth place as of this recording. Right now the ranking is Anonymous, Theory of Everything, The Beauty, The Test, Seraph, Flesh Digger, Misdirection, and City of Refuge. And, yeah, it's kind of a challenge. If you're listening to this and you're not driving somewhere, go check out the Top Cow site and see how the rankings might have shifted since this recording. Because it probably did.
Though I noticed the way the webpage is set up, you kind of have to scroll down a ways. Because, like, I was clicking on a link, and I'm like, it looks like I'm still at the same page, which still looks like the home page, but it's because, like, that first page, what some would refer to as the top half of the fold of the newspaper, wasn't really changing. And I'm like, what's going on? And then I scrolled, and I'm like, oh, it's buried down here.
Yeah.
But...
So
just in case you're wondering why you aren't seeing stuff. Of course, maybe everyone just has, like, resolutions and monitors that are way huger than what I'm looking at, but...
Well, there's that, too. But I just knew it from scrolling down. I probably voted half a dozen times before I even saw that the results were up there, so it's kind of cool. The other thing I've got on my notes to share is... What one of my new favorite websites, and it's been, I found it out from following Top Cow. They tweet out, there's a blog out there, and I'm not going to bust our all ages rating, but the name of the blog is, it's F Yeah Top Cow, and just substitute the F word for where I put F. And Top Cow's been linking to it, and they have been posting some sweet cosplay pictures and sketches up there.
Well, as far as I know, that's actually a, I don't want to, well, it's pretty official. Top Cow.
Oh, is it
thing.
A Top Cow site?
Because
they make it kind of look like, it's a Tumblr page.
Yeah.
And I didn't dig into it to see who puts it out, but like right now they've got they're showing, there's a YouTube video of the Witchblade Red Sonja crossover coming, so... If that's their official PR arm, then I'm loving it because they're posting up some pretty sweet stuff.
Yes, it because Jesse Awesome, that's Jesse, J-E-S-S-I, Awesome. I'm retrieving her timeline from Twitter right now so I can read her bio. As far as I can tell, she's the one that's like, let us know. But she's the, let's see here. Jesse Awesome is the social media intern for Top Cow. She is a writer and blogger of Awesome.
Nice.
So
I didn't know that.
Yes. Someone else on Twitter for you guys to follow other than everyone else out there.
Well, they got some... It's just... Yeah, it's fun. I'm, like, distracted because I'm scrolling through the posts, but it's been pretty active. They've got a Darkling Jack-O-Lantern carved by Digital Extremes lead animator.
Wow. That's pretty rad.
So that.
Oh, actually, since we're talking about that, reminds me, I put the link up on the Facebook page of one of the cosplayers who's done a bunch of Top Cow stuff. Megan Marie, who... She's somewhere in the video game industry, but yeah, she does a bunch of cosplaying, and she's done a lot of Top Cow stuff. Witchblade, Aphrodite 9... Nothing else is coming to mind.
See, I want
to
find some relatively local cosplay for our table. We're going to have a table at a con next year, and I want to do some, have some Top Cow characters there.
That'd be awesome.
That would be. I have a couple of contacts that do cosplay, but they're over on the East Coast, so I don't know.
Well, they just got to come to closer conventions.
Get them to Chicago, get them to Indiana, maybe. So let's talk some previews. What am I pre-ordering this month,
George? All right. This is in the December 2011 previews. This product is in shops beginning in February 2012. Usually, if some of those publishers don't sometimes ship stuff early, which, believe it or not, has happened in the past. All right. If you jump to page 171... that's where the image section starts, and it, for those of you that want to follow along. And page 176, The Darkness, number 100. Story by Phil Hester, art by Romano Molinar. Cover A, Jeremy Hahn. Cover B, Toddy Mack. Cover C, Michael Golden. Cover D, Michael Broussard and Sonny Go. Currently scheduled for February 15th, a 48-page full-color mature reader's book for a $4.99 cover price. Oh, I'm going to jump through a bunch of the hype here, which is Darkness 2 video game, 100th issue, flagship characters, Phil Hester, Romano Molinar. Jackie Estacado comes face to face with the source of his power and misery, the darkness itself, and only one of them will walk away. Bum, bum, bum. And I just want to say this Michael Broussard cover really makes me want Michael Broussard to do an Angelus title.
Yeah, you should sure pull it off, too.
With Sonny Go coloring it, too, because it's pretty much perfect.
Nice, and if you get previews, that's, like, suitable for framing, as they used to say in the old Mad magazine. But there's a it's a full page of cover D on page 1, is that 117?
177.
Of previews. It is sweet. Worth the price of previews.
Most definitely. Got some Glory, some Alpha Girl, No Place Like Home, bunch of other titles. Oh, page 190, Queen Crab hardcover, story by Jimmy Palmiotti. This is not a Top Cow book, but Jimmy ran a Kickstarter for this, and it's a 64-page, full-color, mature hardcover, and the cover looks awesome. The interior artwork looks pretty good. Check it out. All right, page 192. Artifacts Origins, Firstborn Trade Paperback. Story by Ron Mars. Art by Stie Ponsejic, Luke Ross, Steven Sadowski, Rick Leonardi, and Ryan Sook. Cover by Stie Ponsejic. And I believe there's a bunch of inking by Kevin Nolan in this issue as well. This is due February 1st, 216 pages, full color rated T plus standard trim size with a $19.99 cover price. Discover the seeds of artifacts. Top Cow launches the Origins line of artifacts trades with one of the stories that led to the event that forever changed the landscape of the Top Cow universe. The birth of Sarah Pizzini's daughter Hope reignited the dormant war between the darkness and the Angelus, set the bearer of the Witchblade on the path to War of the Witchblades, and set the stage for artifacts. Find out how in this rebranded and expanded trade collection, expanded to include the Firstborn Aftermath one-shot, which was released late enough that it actually is not in the original Firstborn trade paperback, nor is it in the Witchblade Volume 5 or 6, which is actually all of the same material as the original Firstborn trade, as well as two more issues of Witchblade.
Right, which I know because I own both of them, so that was a surprise.
Oh, and I just noticed this collects Artifacts 1 through 3, Witchblade 110 through 112, and Firstborn Aftermath. It says Artifacts 1 through 3. I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be Firstborn 1 through 3. Because it would not make sense to have a Firstborn trade without Firstborn in it.
That would make sense.
And flipping over to the facing page, 193, is another non-Top Cow book. But it's assumed to be Tim Seeley on Witchblade related. Hackslash Volume 10, Dead Celebrities trade paperback. Story by Tim Seeley and Benito Sereno. Art by Dan Leister and Ariel Zuckerbrawl, covered by Rodin Esquejo, who does all the Morning Glories covers, and it's rather Morning Glory-ish looking cover. So yeah, check it out. And another thing that reminds me of, for all of you Comixology users, and which if you do use Comixology and you don't have a local comic store that you have listed with Comixology, you can always use Westfield Comics. And you don't pay any more, but we get a little of the money for the purchases you make. But there is a free holiday 2011 hack slash story that just got put up. So check it, yo. Page 195. Man, I can smell that Lane's Bakery stuff.
Yeah,
it's
I was just gonna
so
say, while
good.
You're flipping, I'm going to grab a donut. We've got donuts from Lane's Bakery. There's some raspberry filled, I don't know what to call them.
Ooh.
They're just
raspberry filled awesome.
They're just like little donut horns almost. And then there's some fritters of some sort. I'm guessing they're apple, but I'm not sure.
Sweet. Oh, they're like the boomerangs.
Yeah, little smiles.
Yeah, or smiles. And by boomerangs, I mean they look kind of like the malformed boomerangs from the original Legend of Zelda. Page 195, Pilot Season 2012 trade paperback, which I take to be the 2011 material that we have previously discussed, but it's being released in 2012 since it's so late on the end of the year. So maybe next year's a leap year for Pilot Season. Maybe we'll get that last Robert Kirkman book that I don't think is ever shipped.
That'll ship. That'll ship in 2012.
But speaking of leap years, I'm going to talk more about that later. So those of you that don't want to hear it can just end the podcast after we're done talking about Top Cow stuff. Oh, sorry. Scheduled currently for February 29th. Yeah? Yeah, that's right. Leap year.
Yeah.
192 pages, full color rated T+, standard trim size for a $19.99 cover price. All those books we've been talking about earlier. So yeah, check it. Ooh,
that's
page.
That's pretty good. 8 issues for $20.
Yeah. Same with that Firstborn trade. Maybe that's 7 issues for $20, but still a good price. Artifacts number 16 on page 198. By the handy-dandy duo of Aran Mars and Stie Ponce. It's currently scheduled for February 8th. Total 32 pages, full color, rated T for teen, $3.99 cover price. Search for the Angelus, part 3. Here's what Top Cow can tell us. Tom Judge and his companion, clairvoyant Tilly Grimes, have discovered something is wrong with the world. Their discovery has prompted them to embark on a mission to track down the bearers of the 13 artifacts. But isn't that what caused the problems last time? This actually reminds me, I shouldn't say reminds me, this prompted me to think that there's something really interesting going on with artifacts. Like, why are artifacts missing after the end of artifacts? Like... I don't want to say famous artifacts, but the, you know, I mean, say there are A-list, B-list, and C-list artifacts.
Yeah.
Angelus is, you know.
I'd call that an A-list artifact.
Yeah. Especially Angelus, Darkness, Witchblade.
Yeah, that's kind of like your...
And even if not an A, very, very high B.
It's very high B. I think that's the, like the trinity of artifacts.
True, true. But, yeah, it kind of makes me go, what happened? Like, is this some kind of soft relaunch, reboot that will tie the Top Cow stuff not as close to the old days of the Image Universe where everything easily crossed over? But, yeah. Or is this some sort of, as much as I hate to use this term, so I'm not going to, but is this, say, a newly created alternate universe?
I don't know. And, you know, there's something on the Top Cow board that was kind of talking about Artifacts 11, and they brought up the point that you brought up, which is in the current Witchblade storyline, which is pretty active, Hope never even is mentioned.
Yeah.
And it's odd to say, you know, so does that mean that these stories... But Sarah and the history isn't necessarily wiped out either of, you know, the later Ron Mars run. So then the question is, well, is this, you know, is this supposed to be before Artifacts? Is it after Artifacts? Is it, you know, does the universe get remade and therefore some people never existed? You know, is it like Superman at the end of Crisis on Infinite Earths, where he sits up in bed and goes, well, wait, what just happened here? You know, was this a dream? Was it real? But all these things don't exist. I mean, is it, you know, there's a lot that we don't know, but it's kind of an exciting time to be reading Top Cow, because you know in the next 3 months it's all going to fall in place.
Man, awesome time to be reading comics. And this cover's awesome, too. This Sayich wraparound that has... Well, Tilly's not looking as pale as normal.
Tilly looks like she's grown up a little.
A little bit. And the Rapture is looking especially awesome. All rapturified. And I can't... Do we know who that is? The crazy multi-horned helmet with the multi-eyes? I can't quite tell.
Yeah.
Is that... maybe that... Oh. Oh, is that an... Maybe... That might be an upgraded Angelus
That's
mask or
say.
Something.
Is that an Angelus but there's, crown?
Look at the crazy sharp teeth on there, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say sharp. Long and pointy. One assumes that they're sharp enough to puncture something.
Sabine.
Moving on. Lots of other cool books from other non-Top Cow things. Oh, Last of the Greats number 5 by Joshua Hale Fialkov.
Have you been reading Last of the Greats?
I have not. I think I have all of them on the shelf, though.
I'm doing a wait for the trade on that one.
Yeah. Some Hackslash 13. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a Ben Templesmith cover. That's page 202. Last of the Greats is page 204. I should probably... Oh, hey. Now that we're working backwards in previews through non-Top Cow stuff, page 200 has David Hines' Bulletproof Coffin, disinterred number 2 of 7. All right. Huh. A little light on the Top Cow stuff. Something better show up soon. Ooh, Witchblade 154 on page 211. Had a story by Tim Seeley, art by the team of Diego Bernard and Fred Bennis, cover A by John Tyler Christopher, and cover B by Diego Bernard and Fred Bennis. And the cover in the solicitation looks like a John Tyler Christopher cover where Sarah's all witch-bladed armored up, kneeling kind of on a pool of goofy fuchsia light, maybe with some weird vines. Holding her down. She's going to bust out of them pretty soon, I bet. And that is the end of the Top Cow stuff. In this previews.
So, a worthwhile trade and a couple of the main title issues. And not a lot of extra stuff. No Minotaur Press this month. So, still some good stuff coming out.
I'm trying to remember now what I was going to talk about. Oh, leap year stuff. Next year is crazy insane. And none of this, oh, the mind said the world's going to end. Because that's like saying the world is going to end in the year 999 or all that stuff. They just add a couple digits because they ran out of digits.
Yeah, it's just silly.
But now... As some people may know, because I still have many people that don't know that I know have been shopping here for years, new comic books, their street date, the day that they contractually are allowed to be put out by retailers, is Wednesday. And sometimes, you know, people will talk about the 5 shipping weeks, which is really 5 shipping Wednesdays, but so many months have 4 shipping Wednesdays, and it's a little bit more... Or it's about the same as 5, but for some reason people make a big deal when there's 5 of them. Anyways, point being, like the new 52 stuff is scheduled for 4 weeks in the month. On that 5th week, they don't ship any new 52. DC doesn't ship any new 52 product. Interesting thing about February. It is impossible for February to even have five shipping Wednesdays unless it is a leap year.
Yeah, and there are five this year.
Yeah, there are five coming up. But now I don't even know the math for calculating how often. Not only are there, I mean, obviously we know once every 4 years there's going to be 29 days in February. But except for I think there are those few occasions when there aren't. But to also calculate how many of those also basically start on a Wednesday is far too much math for me. But it's like this weird convergence that makes me go, next February is a little creepy.
Yeah.
Not next December 21st. I'm not worried about that. February 29th, that's what I'm worried about. Yeah.
So we'll watch out for that one. That will be interesting in the comics world, at least.
Do we have any other house cleaning we need to talk about?
I'm out of material.
It seems like we should just have more stuff to talk about. Hmm.
I agree.
I don't think I can babble anymore about how interesting that artifacts thing was with Angela's missing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's right, we're giving you a break. We'll talk to you next week.
Word. Good journey.